So those three boys are all conscious, and they're all being checked. They've been talked to by the trainers from the Thunder Mountain Falcon team as well as from the Kehi Kings. They have called the ambulance. What the commander of the Capital City Fire and Rescue said to me was that they're all coherent. They did their tests to find out, you know, if they knew where they were and what was happening. But they still have two of them down. Guzman was taken over to the sideline.
56, Kenny Haig, and number 21, okay. Trevor Brock.
All right. They're still on the field. They're on the 32-yard line, about 5 yards away from each other. But they were talking. I was actually right down there with them. And so the commander said to me, we're going to take them to the hospital for observation. We're going to err on the side of caution. Ketchikan, if during about a 28-yard touchdown run by Roy Tupel for Thunder Mountain, the Ketchikan players had a major collision in the backfield and were injured, and three of them were down. I'll just recap very quickly the scoring for Thunder Mountain here. So in the first quarter, at the 6 minute and 12 second mark, they had a 4-yard pass play to Hinkle. Point after was good, but it was called back on a 5-yard penalty. The second one was blocked with KI. The score was 6-0. Then at 7:58, and I didn't write down how they scored. Oh, that was the 28-yard run by Tupel, right? With breaking all the tackles and the injuries. So at 7:58, that six-pointer was good, and that made the score 12-0. Then they went for the two-point conversion, which was also good on a pass play in the left corner to...
That was to Hinkle.
To Hinkle, who collected it
number
in.
Five.
That made the score 14-0. And then just a minute and 55 seconds later, or maybe 2:55 it was, Hinkle had a 28-yard run on the near side, and the point after was good, bringing about our final score of 21-0 before head coach Jim Byron decided to call a forfeit.